Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Kevin, our good friend Rick Newman back on the show. Rick is a great member of our Brain Trust, columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com. His books are called Rebounders, also Liberty for All. I encourage you to go online and check those out. Rick, thanks again for being here. You're also covering the Amazon situation, which is where President Trump is in a very unprecedented way is taking on a company. He's mad at Amazon, isn't he?
Well, he seems to be personally mad at Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO, and we think that that's just because Bezos, not because of Amazon, but because Bezos owns the Washington Post, which is a frequent Trump critic.
Right.
Trump has sort of leveled these charges at Amazon that are probably not true, or if they are true, they would represent Amazon doing what it's supposed to do as a company in the private sector whose job is to optimize its profitability.
Right.
He says that that Amazon is getting some sort of sweetheart deal from the Postal Service. The problem is this is a private contract between Amazon and the Postal Service. Contracts are private in the private sector. I mean, these are trade secrets. So we don't know what deal Amazon has with the Postal Service, but the Postal Service is required by law. It cannot do package delivery at a loss. It must, at a minimum, break even. So there's a law in place that prevents the Postal Service from doing what Trump says it is doing.
Right.
So, you know, look, Trump does not care about the facts in this case. He wants to bash Amazon. He thinks he's found a basis for doing so.
Well, one thing
and he's trying to get his supporters, you know, line up behind him and cause Amazon. He is trying to cause one of the most innovative companies in the United States harm.
Let me take the other side of the Amazon love fest for a second, because I use Amazon. I talk about Amazon all the time. I send people to Amazon every day here, dozens of times a week for your book, and I tell people to go to Amazon and find your book. But I tend to agree with you about the way President Trump is going after Amazon. I think that's not a good argument for him, but I've got a better argument for him. Amazon does abuse people, and they abuse people like Rick Newman. They abuse people like Jim Blasingame, because if you have a new product that you sell on Amazon and somebody else wants to claim that they have a new product, Amazon is very likely to put them ahead of you to sell their product, which is can't be new because you and I would be, for example, the only ones. We create this new ourselves. We're the originators of the product. Nobody else can have a new one. They can only have a used one. And yet Amazon allows people to represent their product as new. Amazon puts them ahead of you and allows them to sell it as a new one at a cheaper price than your actual new one. And guess what, my friend?
That's happening to your book right now.
My book, one of my books, too.
You know what? I tell you what. I don't care. And here's why. Business is tough, okay? I mean, everybody who listens to your show who
that's
runs
not,
business
Rick,
knows
that's
that.
Not what this is about. Let me ask you a question. Now, you said you didn't care.
So you don't care
that somebody else stole a book sale from you?
No, I don't.
Really?
I have to sell. You know what? I don't want my business as an author to be protected.
You're missing the point, Rick. I'm sending people to get your book and they have the choice. They can buy a used book, one of your books, or they can buy a new one. But if they want a new one, they should get a new one, which can only come from you. And I'm telling you that Amazon allows people to represent a used book as a new book or a new product when it isn't. And if they want a new book from you right now, they can't do it without
here's
looking.
Here's what I care about, Jim. Is this in the interest of the consumer or not? I don't.
It's not. No, it's not. Because they're not.
I don't want to be protected.
It's false. Amazon is lying. Amazon is lying, Rick. They're lying.
Okay, Jim, I honestly, I think this is a relatively small issue with regard to Amazon.
It's not for independent booksellers like and authors like you. Most authors want their books sales. They don't want somebody else to steal a book sale from them. But that's the other. My point is, there are plenty of other things to go after Amazon for. I agree with you that the post office thing is not a good one for President Trump. Yahoo Finance, finance.yahoo.com. That's where you can find Rick. He'll be back another day, and we'll argue about something else. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.